Wait.
All right, we're back with another episode of the Gym Teacher Dreams Podcast. Ryan and Ray here. I'm Ray, obviously. That's Ryan. We're going to do college player 64-team tournament. So Ryan, as he does, has put 64 of the top individual college players of all time. Well, no, of our lifetime, right?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. I go back. I look at most of them are about as far back as you go is about 82.
Yeah, so I saw that also. A couple of them will predate me, but that's all right. That's what Wikipedia is for, I think. And did you randomize them, or did you rank them, or did like CBS rank them?
I know what I look. I get a list, and you know these different rankers put them in different ways. So I look through four or five lists, and then I kind of grab them in. Like eights, and I kind of rank them loosely. So I always say in tournaments, just like any tournament, like the college, you know, the March Madness, there's
it's
always
all about matchups.
Yeah, there's always people that are a little high, and there's a little low, right? So that makes for some interesting dialogue and matchups that should be flipped around, you know. And I don't do it intentionally, but as you look through for these, there are some good matchups and some interesting discussions we should have based upon that, because you know, we right before we got on, you know, we talked about, well, how are we going to do it, because some of them have really good numbers but their teams didn't necessarily win a ton, whereas others numbers might not be as good but their team won, they were great leaders. So this should be interesting here, but it's a pretty good list, I'm not gonna lie. There's a lot of good players that have gone through college football, so it was kind of tough to cut them down. Like I said, I just use other people's rankings to put these together.
Sampling, professional borrowing. Before we get too far into this, make sure that you subscribe, like, and as we always say at the end, tell a friend. We're small right now. We want to become big. So click that subscribe. Small in numbers of subscribers. We want to be larger in numbers of subscribers.
You have to specify. My mind wanders when you say stuff like that.
That's not mine.
Yeah. Anyway, we talked about already this week what you're watching. You got anything new on your mind since the last time we were together?
No.
Okay. You? I really don't either. The Illini I haven't played. The Bears I haven't played.
How about the Illini women, man? 5-0 for the first time in like a decade. And again, you know, whenever I reference Brett Bielema, I'd say, hey, he's from our area. The head coach of the Illini girls basketball team, born in the same city you and I were born in.
Really?
Oh my God. Iowa. Clinton. Probably same hospital, but we don't know that for sure.
Wow. That's a good place to come from. A lot of people, a lot of good legends.
Yeah, that's coaching hotbed.
Yep, coaching hotbed.
All we do is win, 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 no matter what.
You know, we've got at least one NFL player from Clayton.
Hall of Famer.
So, yeah, around this area. Hey, it's a beautiful place.
It's debatable.
It's dying, but it's a beautiful place.
It seems like it. Maybe another show for another time, but I agree, man. There is, I don't know, yeah.
That's another show, is how can we fix our hometown areas? What can we do? I got some ideas.
Okay.
I don't know if they're right. But anyway, so the tournament, we're going to discuss. Some of them are pretty easy, you know, as we get going, then it gets to the other round. So first one, the number one seed overall, Herschel Walker from Georgia versus the 64th seed, Troy Smith, quarterback, Ohio State University.
I think this is one of those easy ones. Herschel Walker, you know, he was a beast, and he predated, you know, all of the technology and the weight room and, you know, all of that stuff. He came in though to college football as a true freshman and just lit people up, you know. And like I said, that was before high school kids are hitting the weight room and, you know, House of Speed and all of that stuff. He was just, you know, God gifted him and said, you're going to be special on the football field. And he was. And then, you know, Herschel Walker, one thing I'll always remember is when the Vikings, you know, gave up the farm to get him from the Cowboys. Now, Troy Smith, great athlete, great quarterback, probably maybe just a little bit ahead of his time in terms of the athletic quarterback. Maybe he sort of paved the way for someone like a Justin Fields. So definitely a good athlete in his own right. But Herschel Walker, that's just a buzzsaw. He ran into a buzzsaw.
Yeah, I agree. I don't not much else to say. Herschel was one of those guys that was just got strong by doing push-ups, right? And, you know, Tyson, like Bo Jackson, some of those guys, you know, that before weights got really big into it, they just did push-ups, you know.
Push-ups, punches, squat jumps, whatever, you know.
Yeah. All right, here the first one. This is a really good one right here. 32, Steve Young, BYU QB, Drew Brees, QB, Purdue.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they're both quarterbacks, quarterback matchup here. Steve Young's college career predates me just a little bit.
Yeah.
Drew Brees was right in my wheelhouse, and, well, whatever. I'm a Drew Brees lean, and he did it, you know, he's 5'10 or something like that, you know.
Yeah, on his toes. His numbers are crazy.
Yeah, he did. I mean, with Joe Tiller and that spread offense, you're right. That's another good point. That was sort of cutting edge at that time, spread the field.
But look, you know, doing the old preparation for it, he threw for almost 12,000 yards and 90 touchdowns in 4 years, ran for another 900 yards with 14 touchdowns. You know, so yeah, those are crazy numbers. Steve Young was right there, you know, in 3 years, he had 7,700 yards and 56 touchdowns, and he ran for 1,084 with 18 touchdowns. So, I mean, it's kind of, so you got Drew. Steve Young is, I saw Drew Brees kill the line. Every time I played him, I think he just couldn't handle. I still can't handle Purdue spread offense, but. I'll go with you on this one. I think it's a toss-up, obviously, 32-33. But, again, we saw a lot more Drew Brees than we have Steve Young and Brigham Young. So we'll go with Drew Brees. All right, Adrian Peterson from the Oklahoma Sooners, the 17th seed versus 48th seed, Deshaun Watson from Clemson.
Yeah, another tough matchup. Adrian Peterson, AD all day. He was a powerful runner also. I think I'm a lean towards Deshaun Watson. Now, I know he's had some legal issues as of late, but I think he kind of put Clemson on the map, wouldn't you say? And now look what Clemson is.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
Didn't he sort of open that up?
Yeah, he was that, you know, they said three. I thought he was a four-year starter, but I only had stats for 3 years. But he's a guy that, you know, when Bears were looking for a quarterback, they had a chance at him, as everyone knows, decided not. But this guy that came in ready to play in the NFL, AP all day, AD, he was pretty good at Oklahoma too. So I'm going AD. You're going Watson?
Yeah, but I mean, it's close. So, I mean,
we can go the other way. We can alternate if we have a disagreement. That's why we like to have an odd number when we do tournaments. But, you know,
that's a fact.
We'll get another time. So let's see here. You're younger, so we'll let you go first. So you want Watson? That's where you're leaning?
How many years was Adrian Peterson at Oklahoma, and how many was he, say, a starter? 4,000 yards, 3 years.
He was there for 3 years, yep.
Runner-up to the Heisman. Deshaun was runner-up too, wasn't he?
I do believe so, yeah. Deshaun, yeah. He, again, put up crazy numbers. You know what? I'll go with you. I mean, he's a two-time All-American. We know he won a national championship. I'll go Watson in the upset here. All right.
Maybe that whole leadership thing comes into play too. You know, I think you, as a quarterback, you would assume leader of that team.
Yep, you hope so. All right. Junior Seau. And Ricky Williams from Tejas.
Yeah, I think Ricky Williams was just a special talent at Texas, you know. And again, I don't have the stats. I do have the stats in front of me. I just didn't look at them, but he was special in college. I think without a ton of discussion, I gotta go Ricky Williams. Now, Junior Seau, outstanding player in the NFL, and probably had a real nice college career as well. But Ricky Williams, I think we go Ricky on this one.
I agree. Ricky Williams, Texas. He was
alone. Didn't put much into the stats on Junior Seau.
Couldn't find any. I didn't have that much. The defense stats are hard to find.
I believe it. And you got some offensive linemen coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah.
What stats do you find on those guys?
This one could be, you know, in terms of a major upset, but we'll see. Eddie George, the 9 seed. Big old running back from the Ohio State University versus Baker Mayfield, the 56. Oklahoma is where he ended up with 1 year in Texas Tech, which he did not play. So, you know, looking at this, Baker Mayfield numbers are pretty good. You know,
yeah.
He won a national championship.
Yep. Two-time All-American. I didn't realize he was two-time All-American.
Yeah. So, I mean, his, you know, again, 14 through four in 4 years, but 14,000, most of it was in 3 years at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. 131 touchdowns plus another 18 touchdowns on the ground with over 1,000 on the ground. I mean, yeah. He was in the Heisman, you know, 3 years, won it 1 year. That is a tough, tough, tough thing. Eddie George, very good running back. He also won the Heisman. So he's 4 years. His stats aren't as great, but still was All-American. Played obviously in the Big Ten. This is a tough one. What do you think?
What I loved. I did it. Eddie George is probably one of my favorite non-Illini college football players of all time.
Me too.
Just like 6'2" running back. You just don't see that, you know? And like Herschel, you know, he would just lower the boom on some dudes, you know? Not as much as Herschel, but he was just a big physical back, and I loved watching that. That was sort of the era of the big shoulder pads, you know?
Right.
He looked imposing. But, I mean, you bring up the fact that Baker did it, you know, for a few years. I did not realize that. Wow. 3 different years he was in the running for the Heisman. Crazy.
Yeah.
Two-time All-American. I guess I overlooked that, forgot that. I'll go Baker. That's fine.
Yeah, that's a huge upset in terms of rankings. But, well, again, Baker might have been a little undersold on what he did at the collegiate level here in this tournament.
Yeah.
All right. The 24 seed. Now, this is a little early for, you know, in terms of being in college. Bruce Smith, Virginia Tech, defensive line members. Another lineman, offensive lineman, 41 seed, Jonathan Ogden from the UCLA. What do you think? If those two went at it,
that would be awesome to
watch.
Yeah, you pay to watch that for sure. But I actually, when I looked up the stats and whatnot, I was surprised that Jonathan Ogden went to UCLA. I guess I kind of forgotten that. And, you know, I mean, if I remember right, he was born in Baltimore, Maryland, and then he played either all or most of his professional career in that area, right, with the Ravens.
Yeah.
So he went all the way across the United States to go to college and then comes back for his NFL career. That's pretty neat. This is, I mean, it's like an apples to oranges comparison here, you know?
Bruce Smith, the dominated one, especially 1 year, he had like over 20 sacks as a, you know, two-time All-American. Ogden, again, you know, he coming out of college was, they taught, he's one of the best college linemen ever.
So, Bruce, 22 sacks in one college season?
Yes.
And that was before passing was like the thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going with Brucey. I got Brucey in this one.
I'll go Bruce.
Both turned out to be very good. NFL players. I think Bruce probably a little more, but again, linemen don't get enough credit.
No, and I think Jonathan Ogden was one of those guys that sort of, I don't want to say revolutionized, but really enhanced the significance of the left tackle. You know, I feel like he was one of the early ones that, you know, got paid to protect the blind side kind of guy, you know?
Yeah. All right, next one. The 25th seed, Larry Fitzgerald.
I loved Oklahoma during the era.
Jackson, tight end, Oklahoma.
Yeah. He, they ran the option. You know, I loved watching Oklahoma during that time. Boz, this was around the same time as Brian Bosworth. I think they overlapped maybe a year or two. And Keith Jackson's son went to the University of Illinois. I think just for a couple of years, I think maybe he got a career-ending injury or something like that. But big defensive lineman went to the University of Illinois. But Larry Fitzgerald was, you know, outstanding receiver at Pitt, right?
Yeah.
This is a tough matchup. I want to go Keith Jackson in my heart, but I think you got to go Larry Fitzgerald. I think he was probably just a little bit more productive, you know, during a time where defenses were a little bit more diverse and smarter and I better athlete, I would imagine. Now, Keith Jackson, you know, great tight end, but, you know.
Yeah, he had a nice NFL career too, though, but Fitzy.
Did you hear something?
No. All right, the 8th seed, John Elway, Stanford, versus the 57th, Julius Peppers, lineman, North Carolina.
Julie, I mean, you get the nickname the Freak, right? Wasn't he the Freak or something like that? Or even
no, that was Curse.
But it's like the same dude in a different uniform.
Yeah.
And he played college basketball. Now John Elway played college baseball, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to forget about the rankings here or the seeding. I would almost go Julius Peppers. Again, John Elway played in a slightly different era. Now he, you know, I don't know about records, but he was like the best at his trade for a long time during that era. But if you take like a Peyton Manning who played in a more modern offense, I would take that over a John Elway type thing. Ugh. Where are you at on this? I'm almost thinking upset here.
You're thinking upset? I mean, obviously, again, Julius Peppers, he had 5 interceptions, you know, as a defense lineman, brought 2 back to the house.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny you mentioned that. I don't want to jump too far ahead, but Ndamukong Suh, as a defensive tackle, had 4 interceptions in his college career. That surprised me. And I'm not an Ndamukong Suh fan. I think he's kind of a turkey, you know.
Yeah.
But that jumped out at me as a defensive tackle, 4 interceptions.
Right.
Blows my mind. But anyway, let's get back to this one. John Elway, his college career predates me just a little bit. Heisman runner-up, 2-time All-American. But again, I mean, like the passing yards, when you compare his to Baker Mayfield, you know, Baker's better.
All right, I go Peppers. I'll go Peppers with you. Another upset.
Just as a college athlete.
Yeah. All right, next one. I don't think we need to spend a lot of time. Number 5 seed, Peyton Manning versus number 60. Another very good offensive lineman. I don't think it really compares to what Peyton Manning did.
I agree. Yep, we're good.
All right. Now, this one could be interesting. And
not for me. That was me T-bowing.
Tim Tebow.
Say what you want about him.
37.
He's one of the best college quarterbacks of all time. A great leader of men. You know, that term, so that phrase is so popular right now. I mean, he rallied the Gators. You know, he brought them back and had a longevity in college. And again, we're comparing now a quarterback to a defensive lineman. Now, I know Warren Sapp was disruptive. Tim Tebow is my vote on this one by a long shot.
I agree. I mean, we can talk about him later, but he might be a little one of those guys that should be a little higher in the rankings for what he did in the pros. So we'll get to that as we get to the next rounds. But Tebow, I agree. All right. Eric Dickerson, 21, SMU. 44, Lamar Arrington, Penn State. Oops.
I do love Lamar Arrington, and he had that like signature moment where he jumps over the lineman and just goes helmet to helmet with the dude. Back when you could do helmet to helmet, you know?
Yeah.
Iconic moment in college sports. And he looked the part in a uniform. But Eric Dickerson, come on, man. And if you've watched, if anybody, any of our listeners, if you haven't seen the 30 for 30, that's one of my favorites, you know, Eric Dickerson.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, man. Press. Ryan Bigelotti. I know what you're doing tonight.
Yeah, well, yes, you do. But before that, I'll watch 30 for 30. That's
all right.
Right, it's the Pony Express?
Pony Express, yeah.
Eric Dickerson, that he's one of my favorites, too. All right, Ward Dunn. There's a 53rd seed from Florida State versus 12, Reggie White, Tennessee. Again, Reggie White had a crazy year. You know, he had 32 sacks overall, but, like, it, again, a ton of them in one season. And then, of course, Ward Dunn, solid numbers, very good for Florida State. What do you think?
I'm guessing that Reggie White, his college career predates me just a smidge. He was an outstanding NFL player, obviously. I think Hall of Famer and all of that. Ward Dunn, though, man, he was very productive in college. And again, our last episode when we were talking about some running backs, we were talking about like three down backs and whatnot. Like Ward Dunn was an every down back, special athlete.
I agree.
I mean, I would almost lean for college career, Ward Dunn. But if we were talking NFL, you know, it's Reggie White. So I'm going to lean on Ward Dunn in this one.
All right. Again, not that I'm going for you every time, but you know, again, I think you're all right. Ward Dunn did, had a real nice career. Reggie White, again, dominant. Well, I'll give him Ward Dunn. My heart went with Ward Dunn.
Okay.
All right. Now, I know the old Nebraska teams kind of predate you a little bit. There are three people from those, from that era. And here's the first one, 13th seed, Mike Rozier from Nebraska versus 52, Bobtech, Michael Vick.
This gets so tough. I mean, I don't know, the rankings kind of sway one way or the other. You know, again, you're right, it predates me just a little bit. But Michael Vick, that special athlete, again, maybe just a little bit ahead of his time in terms of, you know, the athletic quarterback. I heard someone say at one time, the real, like, magic behind the Michael Vick thing is that some coach along the way didn't put him at wide receiver or running back, you know. His coaches in junior tackle and high school and then in college allowed him to stay at quarterback, which is really the awesome thing during that era. You know, so that he could pave the way for, again, your Justin Fields type quarterback, you know, the dual threat, if you will, or that's what it's called. So I know I'm going against the rankings here, and maybe it's a recency bias, but Michael Vick was just a special, special player. Think about it. Vontech, he took him from almost nowhere to, like, national prominence, right? I remember that national championship game where Vontech is playing Florida State. Florida State, who had been great for a long, long time, had, you know, recruiting top classes after recruiting top classes. So they're deep, you know, every position has like a superstar, and Virginia Tech had Michael Vick, you know what I mean? So I think that speaks for Michael Vick is, you know, his talent, his leadership, and his ability to win games by himself.
Rozier was a beast. He killed people.
And out of that option, and again, you know, it was when Nebraska was just running over all the Big 12 teams. Nebraska was like just a power. I don't know. I still, Michael Vick. You said it yourself. There's three people from Nebraska that era in this bracket itself. Go find the other Virginia Tech players that played with Michael Vick in this bracket, you know?
Oh, man, this would be a tough one because I just think Rozier won the Heisman.
It's your turn. You're right. He won the Heisman.
I'm going to take Rozier in this one.
All right. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
But, again, Michael Vick, like you said, revolutionized and brought and just was must-see TV when Bobtech was on TV.
Honestly, I really feel like Justin Fields reminds me of Michael Vick.
Oh, right very now, much Michael. So. Very much
okay.
So.
Yeah.
All right. The 20th seed, Randy Moss, who really had with Marshall for 1 year, but that year was crazy, versus 45 Florida State linebacker Derek Brooks.
Now, I did like Derek Brooks, and he played linebacker alongside Shade Tree Jones, one of my favorite nicknames of all time, and one of my favorite linebacking duels of all time in college football. Florida State was a force to be reckoned with, but I was always a fan of Randy Moss with those Marshall teams, and the old NCAA football games for the PlayStation or whatever it was at that time. You know, Marshall had a special play, and Jake and I, we always just called it the Randy Moss, and you ran it like every time you needed to, and most of the time he'd catch it, and that was that. So I'm a Randy Moss guy in college.
I mean, 1 year at Marshall, he had, what, 20, where is he, 20 touchdowns?
And again, they were small.
26 touchdowns.
Time at that. I mean, they're still a match. Wherever Marshall plays, they're not big time. And he was in the running for the Heisman. I mean, I just think that.
I agree.
Monster. Speaking of that, where's Jordan Lynch?
Sorry about that. All right. Vince Young, Texas. Bill Freeman.
And here's another one. Again, this goes back to our younger days, our trading card collecting days. Like, Bill Frelick is a dude that I liked and appreciated from that era. You know, when you don't talk enough about linemen, he was someone that got talked about, you know. But Vince Young at Texas, one of the all-time great college football players. One of the all-time great college football seasons also, when he led Texas to national championship against one of the great teams of all time, USC, with Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and all of those. But I'm Vince Young on this one, and it's not very close.
I agree. All right, a couple of good running backs. But again, the fourth ranked, Barry Sanders, Oklahoma State, Christian McCaffrey from Stanford.
Yeah, this is a tough draw for Christian McCaffrey because he was talented in his own right. And, you know, honestly, I liked watching him. And it was Harbaugh the coach at Stanford at that time, and just his creativity using smash mouth football, the different formations, and it was fun to watch those Stanford teams.
Yeah.
But Barry Sanders, again, now this second round matchup is going to be tough because there's just, you know, is transitional the right, whatever, they cross over a generational talent.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders.
Oh yeah, I agree. Yeah, he's going to be tough to beat in that one. All right. The three seed. Primetime. Yeah. 62, Eric Berry, Tennessee safety.
Yeah, I this is Deion, and it's not very close. One funny thing I did want to say is maybe you saw this a couple weeks ago when Primetime, Deion Sanders' college football team, they were on College Game Day, right? College Game Day went to Jackson State or whatever, and they put on a stat. Deion Sanders is tied for the most interceptions in Florida State history, I want to say, with like 11 for either season or career, whatever it was. Tied with Lee Corso.
Yeah, I saw that when I was doing my research, yeah.
That's awesome, I think. Yeah. That was funny.
I mean, we'll get to him, but, I mean, Deion, we know what he did in the pros, but in college, again, 3 punt returns for a touchdown. 2-time All-American, 14 interceptions, brought 3 back to the house.
Yeah.
That's why he's the number 3 seed.
Yeah.
All right. 30th seed from TCU, LaDainian Tomlinson, versus 35, Cornelius Bennett from Bama.
Yeah.
Roll damn Tide.
Yeah. Man, I like LaDainian Tomlinson in this one, and maybe I'm sort of a lean to the specials, you know, the guys who have the ball in their hands a lot, who can display their athleticism. Now, Cornelius Bennett, obviously a talent, drafted by the Bills, had a real nice NFL career. But I think LaDainian had an awesome NFL career as well. But I'm LaDainian Tomlinson all the way on this one.
All the way? So I'm in between because, Tomlinson, it was really good. One of my favorite guys, but just give it in to make sure you got the numbers. I know you got them in front of you, but again, Bennett, finished 7th in the Heisman as a defensive person. What else did he do? He was a 3-time All-American as well in his time. So That boy could play ball.
Yeah.
But you talk about giving linemen some love, but these special, these skill guys are hard to beat in these type of tournaments. So I'm going LT also.
All right. Now, if you brought that up, three-time All-American, that is tough, but LT.
All right, another very good, one of the best linemen versus defense, Tony Boselli.
Yeah.
From UCLA, right?
That's, I want to say USC. Right. I want to say USC.
USC. Can we look it up? USC, yeah.
Do you know that for a fact now or no?
Whoa. No, but that sounds more right. Actually, I'm 97% sure it's USC.
USC.
Yeah.
USC.
First, Sioux, Nebraska.
Now, going back to Tony Boselli, I talked about how, like, Eddie George played in the big shoulder pad era. Like, Tony Boselli was the opposite. Like, that's when it went to small shoulder pads. And here's a big dude with just these little bitty shoulder pads is kind of funny. But, again, I think as good as Tony Boselli was, and he deserves, you know, credit for, again, being one of those guys who revolutionized the left tackle and the importance
of three-time All-American again.
Great. But it's to Kinsoon, he wreaked havoc in the interior defensive line for Nebraska. And like I said, that number that jumped out to me is 4 interceptions for a defensive tackle. To me, that says that you were doing some different defensive schemes like zone blitzing and stuff like that, and he had the athleticism to go back and almost play like a linebacker thing. And I think that speaks volumes for him as an athlete, as a college football player. I'm Ndamukong Suh. I don't like him as an individual. I said that. Whatever. But
yeah,
he deserves the move on. Yep.
All right. The 14th seed from USC, Reggie Bush versus the Rocket.
I know. This,
Notre Dame.
This is tough because Rocket was like on maybe a lesser scale, kind of like Devin Hester in the NFL. You know what I mean? But Rocket played a little offense too, and you can get him the ball and the Rocket screen and him in the return game. Reggie Bush was like the dude on that team that I said was such a great college football team, the USC. And he was an every down back, you know, you could use him as much in the passing game as the running game, which made him pretty deadly. These guys to me is a dead heat. I'm a slight Reggie Bush lean, maybe because of versatility. But Rocket was legit as well. And, you know, that was when I was like 12, 13 years old. So pretty impactful. The Notre Dame was the evil empire at that time. So I'll leave this one to you.
I got Bush. I did, as much the Rockets got good numbers, 1,000 yards running and catching, plus his return game. But Reggie Bush was just as double the stats, and I just what he did in college. A little bit more, in my opinion. All right. The 11th seed, Marshall Faulk, San Diego State, 54, Cam Newton. Really, again, one big year at Auburn, but it was a huge year.
Yeah, and I think that's what separates these guys is the longevity. You know, Marshall Faulk doing it at a small school and, again, kind of bringing them to big time because of, you know, what he's able to do. But Cam Newton had one of the best individual seasons of all time of any college football player. But like you said, it was 1 year. So I think the separate, I would want to lead in Cam, but 1 year versus a full college career. And that was back when people didn't go out early like they do now, you know?
Yeah.
So, I get Marshall Faulk in this one.
He was in the running for the Heisman for 3 years. I mean, he finished ninth. No, just nine. Oh, boy. Yeah. Ninth, second, and fourth in the Heisman his sophomore, junior, senior year. I got to go with Marshall also. All right. This one's a difficult one, too, because I think, obviously, we know what he did with Cowboys. Wasn't as dominant, still was a very good running back at Florida. Emmitt Smith versus Ed Reed from the U.
Yeah, I think, again, you have to separate yourself college from NFL career. And I think Ed Reed had, you know, arguably equally as good careers in college and the NFL. But the U, you know, that was the U in the 80s, man. You know, Ed Reed, I don't think he was the 80s, but he was on some of those good teams, you know, at the U.
21 interceptions brought four back to the house while his time at the U.
Yeah. I do like Ed Reed. If you speak only college, I'm Ed Reed.
I agree. I'm with Ed Reed. All right. Ron Dayne, 27, from Wisconsin. Charlie Ward, Florida State, 38. Another tough one here. Again, Ron Dayne, you know, was he still the record in most rushing yards?
I don't know. That's a great question. He was a bruising man.
I think, unless someone just beat him, I have down that he's still the all-time leader, you know, versus a guy that, again, had a real nice couple of years, won the Heisman.
That's right. He did win the Heisman. These are two Heisman winners. Man, but just like off the top of my brain, I was thinking Ron Dayne. Again, Charlie Ward, another two-sport athlete at Division I. That's pretty impressive.
Won the Heisman and then went to have a very nice career in the NBA.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty awesome. Man, it's hard to overlook that. But I just think Ron Dayne, man, he's one of the greats of all time.
Yeah, again, Charlie Ward, I'm taking nothing away from him, but I'll lean to one.
Right.
Ron Dayne also. All right. Well, you know, from the older generation of Nebraska, 59 seed, Dean Stein, cooler lineman versus Charles Woodson, 6 seed.
Yeah, Charles Woodson's going to move on for me. When you take that defensive player that is in the running for the Heisman, he won it, didn't he?
He won the Heisman. The only defense player that's ever won a Heisman.
Yeah, and he had a really nice year, but probably also career there at Michigan. Again, I don't like Michigan at all, but it was fun to watch him and that team, you know, that year. I had to look up the other dude, and, you know, you see the play all the time. Someone from our generation sees the fumble Ruski play all the time, but I just, you know, who knew the dude's name? Well, that's the guy, Dean whatever. He was the guy that picked up the ball and ran in for a touchdown on the fumble Ruski. So I learned something looking this stuff up. But, yeah, I mean, who really knows linemen? But Charles Woodson, he's a dude.
All right.
Had a real nice NFL career, too.
Tugging at the heart in this one, the 7th seed, Boston College, Doug Flutie, 58, Simeon Rice from the Illini.
The U, our U.
Yes. I have like 3 or 4 of them, as you know. I did not know Simeon was a 2-time All-American. At 58 sacks for the Illini.
Yeah, he was legit. See, it says, I don't know. There's a dude from San Diego State is the all-time leading rusher now, I think is what this says, going back. But I was wondering if you put Simeon Rice on there just to have a representative of the University of Illinois on there.
Just maybe.
But he had an outstanding college career. Great athlete. Doug Flutie, though, with the Hail Mary and all that. Dang, this is tough, though. You talk about career. I need to see the numbers. Doug Flutie's high on your list here.
7 seed.
All-American.
Yep.
Won the Heisman. Was a
– 2 for 10,000 yards.
3 another time.
1,000, yeah.
Again, over 10,000 yards passing during an era when you didn't really pass much. Simeon Rice. Probably Doug Flutie. You say, like you said, tugging at the heart. Don't want to do it. Got to do it.
The next one, very interesting one. Again, the last one from the Nebraska team, Tommy Frazier, 26th seed, versus Steve McNair from Alcorn State, who Steve McNair's numbers are crazy. Talking about Baker Mayfield, if you looked at his numbers, They are ridiculous playing in the what one double A.
Double-A, yeah. That was the thing coming out too when they're talking about the draft, is like, how do you compare his numbers in 1 AA to some of these other dudes' numbers in Division One? Tommy Frazier running that option at
I mean,
Nebraska.
again, I'm a numbers guy, but McNair, 15,000 yards passing, another almost 2,300 rushing. Coming from Alcorn State was the third, but took third in the Heisman versus a guy again that just dominated when he played, threw for, 3,500 and ran for almost 2,000. Combined, holy, 79 touchdowns for Tommy Frazier in his 4 years. The second in the Heisman, so this one's a tough one. As much, oh. I'm going to Frazier in this one.
I think I'm a slight Frazier lean. Again, this is one where I have to kind of separate NFL career, because Steve McNair had a real nice NFL career also. He
Yeah.
did, if you focus only on the college career, and you do take into account that Steve McNair was playing against a lesser level of competition, probably got to go Tommy Frazier.
All right. 42, Champ Bailey, Georgia. 23, Andrew Luck, Stanford.
I think I'm gonna have to lean on you for this one. Andrew Luck, obviously a nice player. I had already spoken of just Stanford during that era. Coach Harbaugh kind of got that ship sailing a little bit, so it wasn't like a one-man show. Champ Bailey, I feel like, again, that versatile athlete, did a lot of
Played
various
Heisman
things.
too, yeah. He had a bunch of
Yeah.
receptions. This was a tough one. I mean, Andrew Luck almost threw. He threw for 9,400, 82 touchdowns. Took second in the Heisman for 2 years. First Champ Bailey again, a guy who played offense and defense, had five touchdowns on offense, eight interceptions. This is a tough one. I think I'm leaning to Luck. Again, Champ Bailey is one of my favorite DBs, but I'm going with Luck. Luck,
Okay.
are you good on that one?
I said I would lean on you. I mean, I was maybe just a little bit of a lean for Champ Bailey, but this way it would go 50-50. I'd lean on you. It's your turn. So luck's fine.
Jerry
Jerry
Rice,
Rice,
which was hard to
another.
pronounce. I mean, they say he was unbelievable, obviously, at Mississippi State, and I guess, one of the best, I would one of the best in our younger area linebackers, Chris Spielman.
Yeah. Ugh. Again, we have a small college player who went on to have a real nice NFL career, and a lineman played big time football, big boy football. I'm almost a Chris Spielman lean, but again, I don't have a lot to go on for Jerry Rice's college career.
Spielman was a tough dude coming filling for run, but he also had 11 interceptions, brought two back to the house from his
Okay.
linebacker 3 years. I'm going Spielman also.
All right.
Totally upset. All right. Orlando Pace, 15th seed, lineman versus Mariota, Oregon quarterback, the 50th, who kind of brought, talking about bringing teams back, bringing teams to the forefront. He's right up there with Oregon, I do believe.
Yeah.
His numbers are kind of
Yeah.
ridiculous. Also, it's over 10,000 yards, another 2,000 running. He had what he had 100.
Back.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah, that
Mariota.
dual threat quarterback. I mean, Orlando Pace, again, that left tackle for a big time program. But I feel like I'm again a lean towards the skill positions for the athlete. I think I'm a lean towards Marcus Mariota here.
He had 108 yard touchdowns throwing, plus another 29 running in 3 years. Pace in his junior year had 80 pancake blocks. 80.
It's apples to oranges. They're both great. I don't know.
I'll go with Mariota too, but again, Pace was dominant, but Mariota in that offense was crazy as well. All right, the 18th seed, Tim Brown, Notre Dame versus 47, Darren McFadden.
Tim Brown was a Heisman Trophy winner, right?
Yes,
did
he was.
Did McFadden win it?
I think so. McFadden's numbers are kind of outrageous too, what he did, especially one year, a huge one year.
He was a runner-up twice for the Heisman.
Yeah.
Two-time All-American. But I don't – Tim Brown, again, I mean, just a special, special talent. I go Tim Brown here.
This one's a tough one because, you know, I think Tim Brown did so much for Notre Dame, and at that time they weren't – they didn't throw a ball a ton. They were more of option team.
Yeah.
So his numbers aren't great, but he was a very good receiver versus a guy like McFadden who just had one, you know, a couple of crazy years. So I'll give you Timmy. I really like Timmy Brown, but this one's a tough one, but we'll go Tim Brown.
Now, I mean, I look at it again and McFadden probably had better stats with it. I mean, whatever. I'm okay with Brown though. That's a tough one.
All right, two more to live the first round. You got Derek Thomas, linebacker from Alabama.
I want to say Alabama.
Gosh, I question myself. Versus Rod Woodson.
I'm pretty sure it's Alabama.
Rod Woodson, DB from Purdue.
Now that predates me, Purdue.
Two-time All-American, 11 interceptions, brought two back to the house versus Derek Thomas, who took 10 sacks, 52 sacks in 3 years. Yeah, but Rod Woodson was a very good player for Purdue. Got to see him more, but Derek Thomas, another just one of those special players. So I'm going to go Thomas on this one.
Okay.
And then speaking of Bo and Calvin, Calvin goes to a school that's running a triple option. He's a two-time All-American, but you're going against Bo. Number two seed overall.
Bill Walsh College Football back in the day, you know, for the Sega. Bo Jackson was the guy. I would always play, 84 Auburn? Whatever year he was Auburn. And then I would, like, my defense, and Rhino busts my chops about this all the time. My defense was punt return. So then I could audible into a defense and have Bo Jackson on the field because he was their punt returner in that video game.
Yeah.
Bo Jackson never left the field for me in the video games. Yeah. Bo Jackson.
All right. So that's the end of the first round. Gets a little more challenging now. We don't have to talk too much. So the one seed, Herschel Walker versus 33, Drew Brees.
Herschel,
yes. We even talked, gave his numbers, but they are crazy. Deshaun Watson with the upset of the first round versus Ricky Williams, another running back.
Yeah, I think Ricky Williams.
I'm with you. All right. Baker Mayfield, Bruce Smith.
I just feel like the numbers would be in Baker's field. I don't know. When I'm thinking about this being like that,
it's tough when the ones that you know how what Baker did, but you also know, but you didn't really see Bruce Smith. You heard how dominant. I watch him, but I'll go Baker also. Larry Fitzgerald, Julius Peppers.
You're right. They do get kind of tough, and I don't see either of these guys being like a Final Four dude, but. The athleticism of Julius Peppers, but Larry Fitzgerald, I don't know. I'm 50-50. This one's on you.
This one's on me. All right. I got to look. Fitzgerald, check his numbers one more time. 34 touchdowns in 2 years. In 2 years, took second in the Heisman, All-American. First, again, just an unbelievable athlete, but I'm going I'm going Fitzgerald on this one. All right. Oh my gosh, this was Tebow versus Peyton Manning. This one is a toughie.
It is.
Two this of the really most quarterbacks in college history in our generation, or any generation.
Here's my lean. They were. I mean, slightly different eras. Peyton is your pocket quarterback. Tim Tebow was just a competitor, you know. Tim Tebow, three-time All-American. Was he a four-year starter? I don't know. But let's assume he wasn't. Three-year starter, three times All-American, two national championships, finished 5-3 and first in the Heisman. Compared to Peyton in three seasons, he finished 6th, 8th, and 2nd in the Heisman. One-time All-American. I'm a Tim Tebow lean on this. Now, this could have been
145 touchdowns with his throwing and running. And again, what he was able to do, I love Peyton Manning, but I'm with you. I think Tebow wins this in college.
As a college athlete, I think, and I don't know, maybe we'll see this play out, but Tim Tebow will always be in the conversation for me as best college quarterback or best college player of all time.
Eric Dickerson, Warwick Dunn.
Eric Dickerson, big Eric Dickerson fan, and again, yep. 30 for 30. Just the
Rozier Moss.
Randy Moss. Again, Rozier just a little bit before my time, but just the freakish athlete things that Moss did, bringing Marshall to beat whoever they played, even though they were transitioning to the big time at that point. I'm Moss.
This one, obviously we know what, again, Barry Sanders, he only started at Oklahoma State 1 year. Now that 1 year was a kill. He was behind Thurman Thomas.
That's right. I remember this story. Yes.
You know, he was a second team All-American as a return specialist. I think his sophomore year, freshman or sophomore year, or even a junior. I'd have to look exactly. But again, he started 1 year, had crazy year. But again, yeah, you're talking Vince Young, what he was able to do.
I could go either way on this one. So this is another one I'll lean on you. You know, just speaking of Barry Sanders, I mean, that backup for 3 years or whatever, what would happen? What would if he, I don't know about him as an individual, but nowadays in that scenario, dude transfers right now. You know what I mean? I'm hitting the portal. I want to start, coach.
Man, I tell you what, I don't know if I could pick this one. Because, again, that 1 year Barry Sanders had was iconic.
Flip a coin. It's the same thing for Vince Young. It's really a one-year thing.
That's
really
true. Do you have a phone a friend that would help us right now?
It'd take too long.
All right. Then I'm going. I'm going. Gosh. And then I'm going to the team, Vince Young, national championship. Right? They won it?
They did win it.
I'm going. Oh, my gosh. Vince Young.
Okay.
Primetime LT.
Oh, man, that's tougher than it should be. Oh, man. The other thing, too, is primetime was kind of like Revis Island. You know what I mean? People didn't throw his side of the field either.
Nope, and when you did, bad things happened.
But also, he didn't like to tackle, right? I feel like he did. Who was that dude, the James Taylor or whatever, where he ran alongside of Bo Jackson? It's like, I don't know if I want to tackle this dude.
Yes, that's one of my favorite stories.
I'm a lean to Deion. I'm a little lean to Deion.
Yeah. All right, Sue versus Bush.
Reggie Bush.
Agreed. We love Bush. We love Bush. All right. Falk, Ed Reed.
Marshall Falk.
Yeah. Much as, again, Ed Reed was really good, but Marshall Falk, was unstoppable in San Diego State. Dane Woodson.
This is tough. Conflicting. Ron Dane has matched up against another Heisman Trophy winner each of the first two rounds.
You know who didn't meet this list? I might have to take it out for Steinkuhler, Desmond Howard. But he was not on. He was not up on any of these lists.
Wow.
But I'm leaning to Charles Woodson on this. I'm sorry. What he's again played defense.
And another thing is Ron Dane. You know, he surely had a great offensive line in front of him. The system at Wisconsin played in his favor. Charles Woodson in the defense, you have to adapt to whatever the offense is doing. Charles Woodson playing both sides of the lane, all three.
I know it.
Assets. So I know. I'm okay with that.
Flutie Frazier.
Probably Doug Flutie, just the iconic moment of that Hail Mary and whatnot. Tommy Frazier, again, so many tools around him running that triple option. I feel like Doug Flutie, more of the individual performer.
Tommy Frazier, I got to look. 81 touchdowns overall. Dang it. I think it's your turn. I will go with Flutie.
All right.
And he was a seventh seed, so a lot of other people thought that he was should be up there on the list. Lux Spielman.
This is tough. Again, the apples to oranges comparison. I wasn't a huge fan of Luck in that first round matchup. I think that one came down to you. Spielman with just the tough, hard nose. You know, he's a linebacker and he had the interceptions. I'm 50-50 on this. Dang it. This has got to go to you.
Luck. Mariota, Tim Brown.
Tim Brown.
I got Mariota.
Whoa.
His numbers are just outrageous. And I know it was the offense. But holy cow, what I say for him as the 50th, he had 108 touchdowns thrown, plus another 29 running, 10,700 yards throwing, plus another 2,000. Just tough.
How did I forget that he won the Heisman?
Yeah.
So again, two Heisman winners facing off. 3-year starter, 3-year college football player.
I think he was started on those all 3 years at Oregon.
What number is Tim Brown? Why am I not seeing him?
Number
18. I see. Wow, big upset.
Again, Tim Brown, a way better receiver than what his numbers prove, but he only caught, 2,000 yards in 4 years.
All right, Mariota, that's fine. It's a numbers game.
Derek Thomas, Bo.
Bo. That's a tough matchup, though. Derek was legit, but Bo is Bo.
We are into the Sweet 16. All right. Now, what do we got? We got 56. And one more, right? And a 50 in so far. You always got to have those couple high numbers, and we got them. Look at this.
Yeah.
Herschel versus Ricky Williams. We haven't talked about those numbers. Herschel ran for over 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, or 49 touchdowns in 3 years. Was, third in the Heisman, second in the Heisman, won the Heisman. As a freshman, he was third in the Heisman.
I know, that's awesome. I love that about him.
I'm Herschel.
In 11 NCAA records. I think it's Herschel. They're very similar runners and running styles. But Herschel is just like a – Ricky is like a minor league version of Herschel Walker.
I think so, too. All right, Baker Mayfield, Larry Fitzgerald. I'm Baker.
Okay, I can do that.
Tim Tebow, Eric Dickerson.
An intriguing matchup. Based on what I've already said about Tim Tebow, I think he's one of the best college football players ever. I mean,
what he was not, though, is an NFL tight end, by the way.
That's right. That's right. It speaks of his versatility. Great athlete.
He's good. He's good on the old ESPN.
Yeah.
I got Tebow.
Okay.
I love it. It's hard to. I got Tebow in the Sweet 16. Moving on. Moss Young.
Here's where I think, you know, Moss obviously went on to have a great NFL career. But again, Vince Young, it was really 1 year, but he was great in that 1 year. National championship, level of competition. I think I'm Vince Young here.
I think so, too. I'm with you. Boy, if we did have some people would watch this one and see if they'd agree with this, it would be fun discussion with these people.
Yeah.
Deion and Bush.
Another tough one.
Very.
I feel, man, but I was going to say just, you know, Reggie Bush doing so much with his versatility, you know, running, receiving, returning. Deion, though, returning, and he shuts down at least a third, if not one half, of your defense by wherever he's placed. My initial lean was Reggie Bush, but I'm kind of torn here, so this one's going to go to you.
Yeah, this might be the toughest one of them all at this one because, again, Reggie Bush was a very, very good college player, but I don't know. I don't think he beats primetime.
Okay.
I got primetime. Marshall Faulk, Charles Woodson.
I think Charles Woodson.
Yeah, agreed. Doug Flutie, Andrew Luck.
Interesting matchup.
Yeah.
I think, can I guess that you're a slight Andrew Luck lean?
Yes.
I think I'm a slight Andrew Luck lean as well. Either Flutie magic, certainly. But I think it had a little bit to do with the era in which they played also. But I think I'll go Andrew Luck.
All right. Andrew Luck it is. And the last Sweet 16 matchup, Mariota, Bo Jackson.
I'm Bo Jackson.
I'm Bo Jackson. Mariota's great numbers, lasted a couple rounds, but Bo again, just one of those freaks. All right, our Elite Eight. Better move over here. Can you see that?
Nope.
So I figured.
Can you move your monitor?
Oh, that way. I see what you're saying. I had to.
Much gooder.
Can you see it? Can you read it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Number one, Herschel versus 56 Baker.
Herschel.
All right. First final four, Herschel Walker. Tebow, Vince Young.
Well, I actually think this is an easier matchup for Tebow. Tebow kind of did the Vince Young thing for 2 and 3 years, whereas Vince Young had it for 1 year. I'm Tebow.
I'm Tebow also. Then, oh boy, primetime and Charles Woodson.
Very similar players. Yeah. I almost lean Charles Woodson.
You know what?
I feel like, go ahead.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I just think what he did, and again, did offense as well. My first thought was Charles Woodson also. My buddy Aaron would be really mad right now.
Yeah, Rhino was a big Deion fan too. He'd probably be upset.
This one's pretty easy.
Bo.
All right, final four. We've got where are you going? Four great athletes, of course. But the first semifinal, Herschel Walker, Tim Tebow.
I think I'm Herschel Walker on this one. Once again, you know, I speak about how Tebow did it for several years. Herschel Walker did as well. Herschel Walker was like a between the tackles runner, no nonsense. Tebow was more of a finesse offense player, you know. I'm Herschel Walker.
Yeah, I am too. He was so good. Woodson, Bo Jackson.
This one's a little bit harder for me. You know, I'm a big Bo Jackson fan. Invited him to my eighth grade graduation party. Didn't show up, but I invited him. And then Charles Woodson, as we mentioned ad nauseum, is how he impacted all three facets of the game. Ugh.
Again, you're the only defensive player that's ever won a Heisman, three-time All-American versus two-time. We all know how good Bo was. I'm leaning toward Woodson. I don't know about you.
I can be a Woodson slight lean. So, yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right. So that is our championship of the all-time in our generation SICTOC tournament championship game. Herschel Walker versus Charles Woodson.
I feel like I'm Herschel Walker. You know, he came in as a true freshman, you know, probably 18-year-old right out of college, and he is third in the Heisman voting. You know, and he ultimately wins a Heisman, sets 11 NCAA records. I'm Herschel Walker.
He was number one seed for a reason, and we found no reason for anyone to change that. So our champion. Now, I don't know if I vote for him in office right now. I will vote for him for the all-time collegiate football player of our generation.
Herschel, if you're listening, we just made you our champion as the all-time greatest college football player in our generation. If you want to come on and talk about it, open invitation, Herschel Walker.
That's right, Herschel. Come on. We won't talk politics, though. We don't talk politics around here.
Back.
All right. Get this out of the way. Well, what do you think? That was a little harder than thought, but that when I put that together, I'm like, oh, this is – I'm going to do this one soon.
All right. Right in the middle of college football season, so it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Another nicely done tournament bracket, and if any of our listeners are interested, Mr. Piccolotti is published. He has put out a book, right, on – what is it?
Well – that yes and no, I did, but a couple years when the Google update happened, the site that allowed me to use their site for the tournaments busted, so my book is no longer. I have to put all the tournaments back together.
Well, you can do that.
I could if someone really wanted it, I would do it, but I'm just trying to find a way to do that, to do it without using.
Well, let me say this then. His book is no longer out there, but if you ever need a tournament bracket done, here's your guy, Mr. Ryan Michael Piccolotti.
This guy. All right. Well, thank you for watching. Hopefully you enjoyed this one. And if you have, again, if you have any thoughts or say, hey, I don't agree with you, you want to come on, we can discuss them. If you have not been arrested or not a felon, maybe we'll let you on. All right. Until next time, America, this is the Gym Teacher Dreams Podcast.
Tell a friend.
And we love you oh so very much. Goodbye, kids.